Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2:30 in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 25th of April. We get the first guess at US first quarter GDP data today. We will not have really reliable data for the growth rate of the US economy until sometime around 2029 or 2030. But in the meantime, the Bureau of Economic Analysis entertains us with some quasi-random numbers about what might have happened. There is an expectation for a slower pace of growth being reported, although this will probably be revised up in the future. The rapid pace of structural change in the US economy means that parts of economic activity are just being missed in this data, and the nature of change means that this is likely to be a bigger and bigger problem over time. The numbers should still be fairly robust. Middle-income consumers have resilience because they face a lower inflation rate than is being reported, and thus have greater spending power than a simplistic analysis of the data might perhaps suggest. There are two practical points about the data today that are worth considering. The first is that while economists care about GDP, at least in theory, and markets can get quite excited about GDP, the reality is that ordinary people are not going to feel miraculously better or worse about the economy because of an abstract concept like GDP. People judge and misjudge the national economy based on a biased perception of their own reality, something worth remembering in an election year. The second practical point is what the trend rate of GDP growth is in the US at the moment. The honest answer is that no one can be that certain, although the US Federal Reserve's 1.8% year-over-year estimate is very likely too low. Trend growth is a function of how many people are working and how hard they are working, so labour force growth and productivity growth. The trend growth rate may be higher than some people suppose. Immigration, whether legal or illegal, increases the number of workers, and at least historically, migrant workers have tended to be more productive than existing workers. And then the structural changes in the economy tend to have increased productivity, issues like flexible working, for example. So how today's guess at GDP performs relative to the trend rate of growth, and thus whether spare capacity is being created or destroyed, is a rather uncertain point. South Korea's first quarter GDP estimate was stronger than had been expected, with the strength brought to you through the power of artificial intelligence. Exports, with a skew into the AI craze, were the driver of a lot of the strength. The domestic economy in Korea is also improving. There was some government-inspired spending on construction, for instance, but this was mainly an export-led thing. This is not necessarily a great indicator of global demand trends because of the skew created by AI, but global economic activity is not generally in a bad place at the moment. Away from the GDP data, the calendar is full of things that investors almost certainly cannot be bothered to pay attention to. Japanese department store sales data or German consumer confidence figures are all very worthy, no doubt, but rarely move asset prices. The same can be said for the UK's poll of retailers, orchestrated by the Consumer Confederation of British Industry. ECB President Lagarde is speaking, of course, and there's an ECB economic bulletin, but nothing here is likely to change the economic narrative. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.